A Prayer for the Spirit to Work in Your Life by Dr. Charles Stanley. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth. Acts 1:8. God's Spirit works in every believer. He does not limit himself to pastors and missionaries. If you've received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then residing within you is the same great power that raised Christ from the dead. Romans 8:11. The Holy Spirit pours his energy into creating godly character in all who follow the Lord. The fruit of the Spirit is so named because it is a character and conduct that the Holy Spirit produces in believers. These are qualities that we can't generate consistently on our own. The most powerful message we can give isn't a testimony or sermon. It is the life we live when the pressure is on, temptation is tremendous, or we are buried under an avalanche of problems. What the world most needs to see in this modern culture is godly families loving one another, business people working with integrity and frugality, and young men and women who choose moral purity. In a word, the world needs to be exposed to believers who are obedient. By showing peace instead of anxiety, or practicing patience rather than speaking a sharp word, a Christian bears witness to the beauty of the gospel. We attract unbelievers to Christ through our words and deeds. They may turn down a doctrine, but they cannot ignore a righteous life. The strongest gospel message does not come from a pulpit. The most powerful witness for Jesus Christ, where you work, where you live, and where you relax, is you. Submit to the Holy Spirit's work, and he will produce a great harvest of spiritual fruit in your life. Let's pray. Dear Lord, as we rise to meet each new day, please let us be filled with your Spirit. Wherever we go, let us spread love, joy, peace, goodness, and faithfulness. Let us desire to become more like you and to worship you in all we do. Help us desire these things so much more than the sin that entices us. Help us to love our neighbors and our enemies so that your name is glorified above all others. Thank you for always going before us. In Jesus' name, amen.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.